This is Mutual News. Your dial is set for complete and accurate election returns as Mutual presents complete coverage of the 1964 presidential election. This is Jack Allen, Mutual News, and here is the unofficial box score at this hour as tabulated in Mutual Election Headquarters by Charles Batchelder.
On the popular vote score of 71 to 72 million votes expected to be cast by the American people today, the popular vote score at this time stands at 5 million votes counted, and President Johnson has 2,963,000 votes, and Barry Goldwater, 2,090,000 votes. Now, how would you like to win a free trip to the inauguration for yourself and three other people, plus $1,000 in spending money? Well, here's your chance. It's a Saturday Evening Post sweepstakes. All you do is write your name and address on a postcard and mail it to Post, Box P, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Only one entry per person. The winner's name will be drawn and he'll be notified. And here's more news. When you mail in your Post sweepstakes entry, you can also, if you wish, order a full year's subscription to the Post for just $2.98, less than 7 cents a copy. All you do is write on your Post sweepstakes postcard, "I want the Post," or the word "Post" with your name and address. Send no money, we'll bill you later. So act now to get in the big Post sweepstakes. Win an all-expenses-paid trip to the inauguration for four people plus $1,000 in spending money. Remember the four P's. Send your name and address to Post, Box P, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Here at Mutual Election Headquarters, it's time again to take a look at the electoral vote count. We are heading for 270 as the magic number. President Johnson now has won six states with 80 electoral votes. Senator Barry Goldwater has won no states and has no electoral votes in his column. One of the more important senatorial races in the country, the race between incumbent Senator Kenneth Keating and Robert F. Kennedy. For a report, let's switch to the Keating headquarters in New York City.
Well, the polls here in New York will close shortly, and the tension already has mounted at Republican headquarters as the bitterly fought Senate race between Senator Keating and Robert F. Kennedy rounds its final lap. There's no doubt so far that this race is going to be a cliffhanger. Senator Keating indicated today he had voted for a presidential candidate, but so far has refused to say which one. The senator spent most of today visiting polling places to shake hands with election inspectors. Keating's expected here at about 9:45 at the New York headquarters, probably with his Republican colleague, Senator Jacob Javits. Keating has not voiced any opinion on his chances of victory and said he hasn't even thought about it. Well, here at Republican headquarters in New York, signs which have announced daily the number of days until election replaced by V for victory placards. Should President Johnson run as well in New York as various polls and surveys have indicated, New York voters would have to indulge in ticket splitting on a record scale to return Keating to a second term in the Senate.
Bob McGonigal, this is Mutual Election Headquarters. What seems to be the feeling at the Keating headquarters at this moment?
It's very quiet, very apprehensive. No one seems to indicate there's going to be a victory or a concession. It's very difficult to say what the feeling is at the moment because the polls do close at 9 o'clock, and we're just waiting to see what some of the tabulations will be. So
are they getting presidential returns there, Bob?
Yes, they are, but it seems that the presidential returns that are being posted show South Carolina, 89,000 for Goldwater and 67,000 for Johnson. Seems most of the presidential posters that we see, or the tabulations, that is, show Goldwater leading consistently, so we have to just go by what we see here.
Fine. Thank you very much, Bob. Let's find out what's going on at the Kennedy headquarters now. John Grimes is standing by. John, what's the picture there?
Jack, I think it compares fairly closely with those Keating headquarters I was listening in a moment ago. It's quiet. It's apprehensive. Doubtless the tension is drawn tight tonight, as in another 45 minutes we will be able to start watching the countdown to see how the voters have made up their minds between Mr. Kennedy and Mr. Keating.
All right, fine, John. Thank you both. Bob McGonigal and John Grimes will be switching back to you later. We have Indianapolis, Indiana, standing by with a direct report, so go ahead, Indianapolis.
A record 2.25 million Hoosiers went to the polls today, and President Johnson is apparently
the victor in Indiana. With 30% of the vote in, he has 375,000 votes to 310,000 for Goldwater. If he wins, and it's almost certain now, he'll be the first Democrat presidential nominee to carry the state of Indiana since Franklin Roosevelt did in 1936. And as a result, he's carrying 6 of 11 Democrat congressional nominees to victory with him. This is Bill Anderson, Mutual News, Indianapolis.
And here's another report. Goldwater has carried Alabama 10 electoral votes in the Goldwater column.